You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I'm your host, Michelle Thames, here to unravel the mysteries, always, of digital marketing and help you make some serious waves online, my friend. So if you're tuning in for the first time, though, I want to say welcome, okay? And all to the returning listeners, y'all the real MVPs. Thank you for continuing to support me. When I come to this mic, I'm so grateful to be able to share this knowledge with all of you. Okay. So in today's episode, we're diving into a topic that I know a lot of y'all have been curious about. Okay. We're talking about how to turn these followers into clients. Okay. It's great for the people to follow us, but how do we turn them into clients? Right. It's one thing to have a following, but how do we turn these likes and shares into sales, Michelle, into loyal customers? But that's what we're unpacking today. So you already know. Let's get into it. First up, I want to talk about your social media profile. It is your digital storefront. So your Instagram, your bio is the first thing that potential clients see. Your Instagram bio, your LinkedIn bio, your Facebook bio, your YouTube bio. I want you to ensure that your bio states clearly what you do, who you do it for, and how they can benefit. And don't forget a call to action, because I've been doing some marketing makeovers and looking at a lot of people's social media. And one thing that I have saw and learned is that a lot of us do not have clear call to actions. Okay. And whether that's booking a consultation with you, visiting your website, listening to your podcast, make sure that it's clear and compelling and have a call to action on your social media profiles at all times. Okay. Speaking of call to actions, every single post that you post on social media should have a purpose. I don't believe in posting without purpose. I only post with purpose. You will never see me just posting some random. I'm just not that person. I am very strategic about my social media. Of course, I share behind the scenes and fun stuff, but it has a purpose, right? Whether you're sharing a client testimonial or behind the scenes, you want to direct your followers on what to do next. Do you want them to DM you something? Because click the link in my bio. That don't really work no more. I want us to start saying, hey, DM me if you're interested, because guess what? The real interested people, what are they going to do? They're going to DM you, and you don't really know who's clicking the link in your bio, because we can't really see that, right? We want them to definitely do something. Even if you say drop a heart in the comments if you agree, that is a call to action. These are all solid call to actions that encourage engagement and move your followers down the funnel. Now, let's talk data, because, you know, I'm very creative, but I'm a very analytical girl, okay? Your social media analytics are not just numbers. They are insights into what your audience loves. So I want you to dive deep into these metrics, because the numbers don't lie. I have a client. We meet every Wednesday for our marketing meeting. One of my duties is to report the KPIs, because it is important for us to look at the numbers so that we're not just scratching our heads doing stuff that doesn't matter. We're making database decisions in our marketing meetings. So we know something is working, we are not going to try to do something different. We are going to rinse and repeat. So that's why looking at your numbers helps you understand what content resonates and why. And then you can use that knowledge to create targeted posts that speak directly to your ideal client's needs and desires. Okay. I just gave you a real life example. Let me share another quick success story of one of my clients who was struggling to convert her Instagram followers into clients. After a marketing makeover, which is my done for you personalized video that I send you, You tell me everything that you think is broken in your marketing. I take a bird's eye view and look at everything from your email, your website, your link in your bio, your Instagram, your LinkedIn, your YouTube, whatever you want me to look at. I look at everything and tell you the holes and the places where you could be finding more clients or how you can make the process better, right? We revamped her content strategy. I noticed that she wasn't focusing on call to actions. And guess what? She started sharing her client testimonials and transformations on how her service solved specific problems. And guess what happened? The result. Guess what happened? 30% increase in her consultations in just 1 month by just fixing that one simple thing. It doesn't even have to be hard. What I tell you is going to be so easily broken down because you already know I'm not about anything complex. That's why this is called Social Media Decoded. So in this marketing makeover, I'm basically going to decode it for you. I decoded it for her. We revamped her content strategy and she is booking clients. I'm so excited. And if you feeling inspired by this and you feel in alignment, you already know how I am. If this feels in alignment with you, this is exactly what I do in the marketing makeover. So if you're ready to transform your social media presence and you want to turn your followers into paying clients, friend, I got you. Okay. I got spots available. DM me on Instagram the word makeover and let me know that you're ready for your marketing makeover where I'm going to tailor a strategy that fits your unique business. It's not going to be tailored for anybody else. Michelle Thames, me, the host of this podcast, the owner of a digital award-winning digital marketing agency is going to look at your strategy and tell you what to fix. It's time to get those metrics moving in the right direction. So to claim your spot, again, hit me up at Michelle L. Thames. Send me the word makeover and I'm going to send you all the information you need. Okay. I want to help you make your social media work for you and not just as a platform for engagement, but as a powerful tool for business growth. Okay. So let me know. But how are you feeling, right? How are we feeling about turning followers into paying customers? And it can totally happen. If you take anything from today's episode, number one, I want you to take a look at your social media profiles. I want you to take a look at your bio. Do you have a call to action? Make sure that you have a call to action that's clear, okay? Because that is going to definitely help you get more clients and move them down the funnel. So that's a wrap for today's episode of Social Media Decoded, my friend. I want you to remember that transforming your followers into clients is all about making connections, providing value, and guiding them with clear call to actions. I believe in you, and I know that you can make this transformation, friend. So thanks so much for tuning in. And if you found value in today's episode, please share it with a friend or leave the Social Media Decoded podcast a rating and review. Every rating and review helps us to reach more people. And I appreciate you. It helps more incredible entrepreneurs just like you find this podcast. So until next time, my friend, keep decoding your way to digital success. Bye for now. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one. Peace.